You just don't get it, do you?
You just don't get it, do you?
You don't get it, do you?
You don't get it, do you?
You just don't get it, do you?
You just don't get it, do you?
You just don't get it, do you?
You still don't get it, do you?
You don't get it, do you?
Oh, you just don't get it, do you?
Huh?
Nah, you get it.
You don't get it, do you?
Oh, you get it. I didn't get it. I got in early there on Friday movie day here on The Takeaway when we review the weekend's films with Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday. Hi, Rafer.
Hey, Todd.
I know you get it. Now, this week we've got two films that we're going to talk about. Now You See Me 2 is out in theaters with Jesse Eisenberg and Mark Ruffalo. We're also going to talk about Maggie's Plan. But first, as per tradition, I have trivia for you. I'm going to ask you this question. Hold your answer, Rafer. We'll come back to it at the end. And by the way, out there, if you know the answer, you can tweet it at me, at Todd Zwillick, if you think you know the answer to this. We're going to be talking about Now You See Me 2. This is a film that centers around the four horsemen of the apocalypse. Let's take it back to the book of Revelation, chapter 6 in the Bible, if I dare. Name for me the four horsemen of the apocalypse. We've heard about these guys. Ooh. Do you know who they are? Don't answer now. We'll come back to it. But let's get on to the film Now You See Me 2. John M. Chu, Jesse Eisenberg stars along with Mark Ruffalo, Woody Harrelson, star-studded cast. Here's a clip.
Allow me to introduce myself.
Yeah, you're Walter Mabry. You died a year ago.
Yes, an idea I got from you, Mr. Wilder. A fake your death and the world puts its guard down. But you see, you all want an audience. I, on the other hand, want the opposite of that. I just want to be, and I am, 100% off the grid. You know why?
Yeah, because the grid is for actual human beings.
No, because in a world of total surveillance, the only true freedom lies in not being seen.
And that sounds like Daniel Radcliffe of Harry Potter fame of old.
That is indeed. He's playing an evil Steve Jobs type who's got this computer chip that is going to be an all-surveilling, market-rigging disaster for the world. Of course, he wants to be off the grid, and the four horsemen are going to have to pull their usual tricks and sort of steal this chip away from him. The first film had its moments. It was kind of fun, a flashy action thriller. It was a little stupid, but I kind of enjoyed it. And I feel like this film is a lot stupid. And I think the problem is, you know, they keep doing these ridiculously impossible sort of, you know, David Copperfield times 10 stunts. But when they explain it to you kind of, Penn and Teller style, the explanations are just as outlandish as the magic. You never feel like you've really been led into some kind of a secret. And so I just feel like this is one of these films that's just overly flashy and gets a little carried away with itself.
And no great reveal there. Let's move on to Maggie's Plan. Now, this is director Rebecca Miller.
It's so funny you know John Harding.
Oh, we're on a committee together. He's a real panty melter.
Why?
Why?
Oh, nothing. We had a mix-up with our checks because of our names, Harden, Harding.
Right. He's one of the bad boys of fictocritical anthropology. Apparently, he was a big deal in Chicago. And now he just does adjunct work here, but they're really salivating for him to work full time.
We've got Greta Gerwig. We've got Maya Rudolph. I love Julianne Moore.
Yes, she plays the husband of John Harding, who is the fictocritical anthropologist played by Ethan Hawke. This is a rom-com. Greta Gerwig plays a woman who's getting herself artificially inseminated, but then she falls in love with Harding, a married man. You kind of think this sounds like a typical romantic comedy, but the director, writer, Rebecca Miller, is the daughter of Arthur Miller, and she throws in a lot of really great complications, funny twists. It's very New York-y, very funny, but also very real. And I just loved this movie, and I love Greta Gerwig in this film as well.
So there's a recommendation for Maggie's Plan. That's
definitely
good to have one you can recommend for the weekend. That's
exactly
great. All right. Well, at the top, Rafer, since we were dealing with the four horsemen, I asked you to go back to the book of Revelation, chapter 6 in the Bible, in the New Testament, and name for me the four horsemen of the apocalypse. A bunch of people on Twitter know this one, by the way. Rafer.
Are we talking about things like famine, pestilence, death,
yeah,
drought?
Oh, you were so close. Three out of four is meritorious. Famine, pestilence, death, and War. Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday. Three out of four on the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse on the Revelation. Not too bad.
I just didn't get it, did I?
Most of the way.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.